You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And this is the sound of the Beths, of course. We're going to be chatting to Liz just after this. So stay tuned. This is Happy Unhappy. Was the Beths, of course, with Happy Unhappy, and on the line we've got Liz. How are you, Liz?
I'm very well, thank you. I've got Jonathan here too.
Hey Jonathan, thanks. How you going?
Yeah, what up? Good.
How is bubble life treating you guys? You getting on all good?
Yeah, it's good. I mainly played Animal Crossing for the first week or so.
I think a lot of people in that boat.
I've gotten right into Basil in a real big way, like getting a supermarket one and chopping it down and trying turning it into 10 and then turning it into 100.
Yeah,
propagating Basil and playing Animal Crossing, I think, are very wholesome bubble activities. You've also been doing a very wholesome and lovely live stream yesterday, which was pretty exciting because you also announced that you've got this new fantastic song and a fantastic record coming about, which is what we're here to talk to you about today. What is the name of the new album?
It's called Jump Rope Gazers.
How did that name come about? Such a lovely title.
It's one of the songs on the record. It's kind of, it's one of the songs that kind of feels like it's at the heart of the record.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What does it mean, Liz?
What does it mean? Look, It's I don't really like explaining what it means, just because it's I think it kind of has, it's kind of vague, I think.
It's got its own magic to it.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, like, I think it's, when I asked, like, for instance, the band, or like some people that I played it with, what they think it means, everybody has kind of a different idea, and I kind of don't want to burst that bubble.
No, I like that a lot. How was your live stream, though? Because obviously we're seeing lots of live streams pop up at the moment in lieu of being able to go to actual gigs. And it's quite a lovely thing to get a peek into people's different worlds. Did you guys enjoy doing that?
Yeah, I was kind of a ball of stress in the lead up. it's something we've never done before. And then, you know, like, doing it for the first time and, like, it's live. So it's, you know, everything's kind of out there, and yeah, it was there's just like a bit of a learning curve in terms of Instagram's kind of straightforward, but we did YouTube as well, and it was quite fun in hindsight, like learning how to use all the software and things, and made some little graphics and tried to make it kind of fun and engaging, but it's still very strange.
Really awesome. I liked the little graphics. The Beth's TV logo was great. It was very sort of like sticky TV what now vibes, and I was very on board with that. We're talking to you as well about the new single Dying to Believe, which is the first single that we're hearing from this new record, and there is a wonderful video that's going to be released at 9 o'clock this morning, directed by Callum Devlin from Hans Puckett. How did the video come about?
How did it come about? It all happened so recently. It's strange. To think that we shot it, I think, at the start of March. The idea is just like we had an idea to do like a tutorial type video. Mm-hmm. I don't know about all the rest of the band, but we all watch quite a lot of YouTube, I guess. and it's like kind of almost curious language of like instrumental tutorial videos, but then there's also like kind of, it's kind of inheriting from this older language of like tutorial like drum clinics and things like that, that is this kind of weird tradition of.
Mm-hmm. It's just a thing that's really ripe for kind of comedic exploitation and you know, genuine love.
Oh yeah, of course.
Totally.
Yeah. And we all learned like how to play Wonderwall from a YouTube video or something like that.
I think also it's like quite a good time as well. People have got a bit of time on their hands. They're sitting at home and they're like, oh, maybe I should get out my guitar I haven't touched for, you know, 7 years since I was in high school and have a crack at this online tutorial. It is the right moment for the online tutorial thing, I reckon, even if it is a little bit of a one with a wink and a nudge as well. This is a really, really cool song, and I'm super excited for the release of the rest of the album. When is it coming out?
It's coming out on the 10th of July.
And people can pre-order through your Bandcamp page, or I presume you can also pre-order it through local record stores. You've encouraged people to do that in New Zealand on your Instagram.
I think it's up to you what to do. If you'd like to pre-order, just because our label Car Park is based in the States, it sometimes means that I'm shipping from, because that's where they make the records, can be a little bit expensive to New Zealand, so we try to make sure that that you can,
people have other options, especially ones that support local stores.
So I'm not sure exactly when, but I think definitely Flying Out will be doing some pre-orders, and we'll kind of let everybody know when they're ready to go, and whatever your local record store is. I'm
pretty sure they'll all be doing pre-orders soon enough.
Awesome. Well, we're very excited. It's got a wonderful cover, and we're going to listen to the first single now. Thank you very much, Jonathan and Liz, for chatting to us. We're going to have a spin of Dying to Believe. We'll see you guys soon.
Yay!
Woo!
Such a pity, I can feel you building up to the herd eruption. I won't try to interrupt. You are high and mighty and unlikely to learn lessons. These days I'm struggling to stand my own reflection.
patience. It's such a fragile thing to try to support the weight of. It's not that I don't think that my point of view is valid. It's just that I can't stand the sound of my own patterns. They always look backwards from the way that I imagine. Go easy, you know it is worth the fight. And you lose it every match you settle out. It bends me, it's what I swear to be. I'm dying to believe that you won't be the same to me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.